Blog Talk Radio.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make.
It's funny because people sometimes say, you know, Mike, why do you play a full song for? And why don't you just start right off? Hey, this is Michael Long. Today we got, it's because the song sets the mood. I mean, it's, these songs are so powerful. It sets the mood for the show. I think I was just speaking to my guest in the screening room. Maria is coming on here in just a minute. And she was saying, oh, that song, and that just, and you don't know how many times when I speak to my guests in the screening room, they will say that, including myself, though. I mean, I'll think of, well, this show's going to go a certain way, and I'll, all of a sudden, you know, and I don't pick a song specifically for a show like people might think. Really, Spirit picks the song. I have a whole Rolodex of audio songs that I can play, and I just kind of roll through them when I put up and make the shows, and wherever it lands, that's the song we go with. Really, that's really the way it works for about 90% of the shows I do. Anyway, it's just beautiful, and songs take you away, and it also gives people a chance to get into the show before it all gets started, so they can really hear the guests, see, what's going on and all that. So there you go. There, that's why I play the songs. Not like Barry Manilow used to say that he still does. He writes the songs. I play the songs. So you're listening to Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, in case you didn't know. Welcome. After 9 years of doing this show, most people know the show, but there's always new people that come around and first time finding the show and everything, so make sure you click on that follow button. Maria Perrone is my guest, and she is from New York City, psychic medium, and she's going to be taking your phone calls here this hour. So call on in and press the 1 on your phone. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. And then once you call in, like I say, press the 1 on your phone if you have a question. Otherwise, we won't be coming to you. So make sure you do that. Alrighty, and okay, so I think everybody's got everything there, and let's go here to my switchboard if I can find it, and okay, so let's go ahead and let's bring Maria into the show. Welcome back, Maria.
Hi, I love being back. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you here, and yeah, that song, huh?
You totally threw me off course. I was like going to talk about how energy becomes form and the thought, and, da, 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 da. And then all of a sudden you play this sappy song, and I was listening to the lyrics, and I thought, we need to talk about love. We need to talk a little bit about love. So thanks for throwing me, and Spirit as well. I knew that when you played that song. I said, This is because every week you do play an interesting song, and I'm like, okay, what's going on with him tonight? You know, I'm reading you when you're playing the song. I said, okay, but this is good. So I'm glad you played it, and so I guess I'll just first I'll explain that I'm Maria, psychic medium, soul surgeon, psychic intervention, whatever you want to call it. I've been doing it since I was born. And I think the gift grows as I age, and the more that I love. It's really the more that I love, the gift grows. And when I say love, I'm meaning surrendering to everything, like the fears deep inside myself, the betrayals from my past. And when I say surrender, I don't mean being a pushover or just like this cheap, airy-fairy forgiveness. It's really loving all of the emotions, honoring all of the emotions that are held, and emotions that are held through other people, even emotions that are repressed, emotions that are so buried, sometimes they become a horrible disease. And still, loving or accepting those things is really what expands my psychic ability and makes me healthier, makes me happier. And I, you know, I see it in those around me too. But I wanted to say, you know, often when I do readings, you know, it depends on the event I'm at, age groups and all that, or private clients. But I often, you know, people, is he the one? Is she the one? Are we going to get married? And, oh, I'm going to meet someone, you know, this stuff. And I really am logical about this, and it might seem unfun, but I do really believe that there is not a one. There is someone that you just choose to make it work with. And there are harmonious values. Maybe there aren't. We choose someone to work with. We choose someone to learn about love with, experience love with, experience a loss of love, experience, you know, all these things, a confusion, distorted love, pure love, healthy love. And I'd say 70% of the humans alive have not received normal, healthy, loving parenting. I would say 70% of the humans alive. So there's a lot of wounding around what love is, and I think it's a journey for all of us. And I actually Googled what are the most common questions, you know, in 2016, 17, and the final out of all the 10, a lot of medical stuff. So that was interesting. The final one was, what is love? And I just found that really remarkable that, you know, it's beautiful because, you know, in the times that we're in and everyone's so afraid and there's a lot of scary things that could be going on, and still everyone is kind of, not everyone, but many people are going back to this word love and what it means and how to live it, be it, access it, share it. And I find that very touching. So I thought it would be Trump. You know, I thought the number one question, or like what's going to happen in politics, the number one question is going to be, I don't know, you know, but it was touching to see that it was, what is love? So do you have any thoughts on this, Michael?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, Trump is so much in the news, but it's such a negative you know, you kind of try to stay away from it as much as possible, I think. Mm-hmm. And something more, but yeah, love is something that, you know, I agree with you, is something that we all strive to really connect with. And many spend a whole life searching for that elusive love that they mm-hmm. dreamed of. And some never find, some sadly, you know, die of, you know, loss of love.
That's true. And, mm-hmm. It's really, yeah, it's really, really true. And, you know, it's funny. It does seem like the world is in a bit of a split with that very issue, that we have all these people on an external search for whatever they assume love to be, praise from an audience, power and authority, you know, things and objects, or, you know, the perfect person on their arm. And then there's this the beauty of this whole weird political movement is there are so many people that are like, oh my gosh, what do I want? What would make me feel like I'm a cared about human being? You know, this is a great time for people to question what is love. It's, you know, it always has been, but I think it's really coming to a head with so many people. So yeah, and my heart just broke when he said that, because there really are a lot of people that die without ever, you know, they're born into an abusive family, and then they go on to grow up disassociated from their value.
And then they become an addict of sorts, and end up maybe in a repeated abusive fantasy relationships. And they, you know, may have had angels come along the way to awaken them. I'm sure you're one of them. I guarantee you are. And they just can't take the bite. And I understand. And that's a love. So I have people in my family and my childhood that really went through and into the dark path, so dark that now they are passed away. Some from illness that was self-induced, absolutely from self-hate. The other, I believe, suicide sorts of situations. And, you know, now that they are passed on, I feel that they know love. And sometimes I think that, you know, the human body is just too hard of a carriage for certain souls. And they have to move on in order to heal. So love can be found here. It can be found in the afterlife. It is all around. It's on other planets, you know. So I wanted to add that too to what you're saying. So my prayers go to those people that die a lonely heart, but my knowing is that they do open into love eventually. So
yes, I agree. Well, let's take some callers here.
I'm with it. Okay.
All right, great. Let's go to our first call, area code 575. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from? Hello, you're on the air, 575. Okay, if we can't hear you, you might want to dial back in. Check your mute. Let's go or call back. Area code 620, you're on the air now. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Christy, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. My question is about love, so this is amazing. And that was probably a perfect song that was played, too.
Yeah.
My thing is, I got a relationship of 14 years with this woman, and about a month and a half ago, she put the brakes on and said, you know, I need my space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because she has feelings for somebody else, and she's trying to sort that out. So I need to, I don't want to give away 14 years worth of love. I don't want to give up.
Right. I'm glad that you said she was a woman, because when you first got on, I said, oh boy, does this woman realize she's a lesbian? So I'm glad that's taking best care for
her. I get that out of the way.
Yeah, done. 14 years. Are you living with her?
Not currently, no. We have in the past. You know, she has two kids and I have three kids, and we raised them together, and they're all graduated, and except for
mm-hmm.
one, he's 17. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her job took her about 45 minutes away, and so it was just too much of a drive, so she rented a house over there.
Yes. I agree to not throw away the love. But I also say that she is going through some strange transition. And the first thought I got was not necessarily another woman, but an empty nest syndrome. Are her kids moved out now or gone? Where are the kids?
One has moved out, and she's 19 and she's pregnant. And she's looking for a house to rent with her boyfriend around there. But no, she is not living with her anymore. And yeah, her son has got 1 year of high school left, so.
So my sense is she's kind of going into some sort of weird crisis around her children moving on. Or it's interesting. And I what's confusing me is why she wouldn't be speaking to you deeply about this, because you're her partner in that way. You know, you guys co-parented. So that's strange to me. Does she resent you about money? Does she resent you something with money? Is there some money resentment?
Yeah, we're struggling with money right now. We had a joint account, and since we've got two households, like her stuff comes out at the wrong time and my stuff comes out at the wrong time. Yeah, we have some money problems right now.
Yeah, and
we've
I think
you know, over 14 years, we've never fought about money. It's never been about us. So it's you know, it's a new situation for us, but yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's funny, and I feel like whoever this other woman is, I do think you're right. There are some things that she's grappling with about other relationships, but it's I feel that she's also just being influenced somehow that there's money problems, and it's as if she's being promised a better situation financially than what she had with you or could ever have with you, and for some reason it's messing with her head. She's in a place of searching for some sort of nesting security rather than cherishing what you both have shared. My belief is that she will continue to be in your life, but I think over the next few months, she's just going to be acting funny. But I would reach out, you know, next time you can and just say, you know, is there any old baggage that we never covered? You know, I'm always here to talk about it. Is there any old baggage that we just didn't cover? And see what she says. If she says, yeah, maybe couples counseling, but she's in a weird flux right now. You're not going to get much for the next few months. You know, it's going to be I'm so sorry, but keep the love alive in you because it is valid. It is valid.
Yeah. See, that was like we had a conversation Friday night, and she said she has feelings for this other person, and this other person has got, you know, a ton more money than I would ever have.
Yep, that's what it is. There's some sort of it's a seduction of sorts. It's a security seduction, and she needs it for some reason. She does. She's always wanted it. But this other woman is not going to live up to the loyalty that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And she will see that. She will learn that. And the kids are going to be asking questions. I think that she's, you know, she's, like I said, she's going to grapple with this other person and maybe move in. Is she moving in with her?
No, the other person lives actually like across the United States. And, is, you know, she's going to be stationed there for, like, about 3 years, so.
Okay, so that's good news. Okay.
But
all right.
I feel like this other person's promising.
Yeah, this other person, I feel like she's promising her all these rose gardens financially. And it's, it doesn't feel very clean. And I don't know why your wife or ex-girl, I don't want to call her ex, but your partner is falling for this. That's why I want you guys to be able to talk about any secret resentments or fears around money, because I think that this is something they would talk about. That's my sense.
It's about money.
Yeah. It's about money. It's not about
our conversation.
Yeah. It's not about another woman fully. It's about the promise of some sort of security or something. It's not about the other woman being better. It's about her feeling like her life with you is going to go nowhere financially.
Right. Well,
scares her.
My money is invested in land. You know, I own about 1,000 acres, which is it's a lot, but
yeah,
I don't have
that's
any
great
liquid.
That's...
I don't have any liquid cash. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
but I do have income coming in. Plus, I have a decent job. But
so,
she's, you know, I mean, this other woman is, you know, probably making 6 figures.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like I said, do you talk with her? Can you connect with her about this?
You know, we got into I was upset Friday, so I'm not sure. I mean, we still text and talk, but
yeah.
I was pretty upset about the other. You know, she was saying, well, first she told me she needed space, you know, because she just found out her daughter was pregnant. She was upset about that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, you know, Friday, I'm like, let's talk. And so she said, well, I have feelings for this other woman, and I want to see where that's at.
Okay. I would give her this coming Friday, just check in again and say, you know, I want you to have your freedom, but I really think we need to just look at what we never talked about in our relationship that might make you want to move on.
Mm-hmm. But there's a reason she wants to move on. There's something that she didn't feel like was working with you. And I think that maybe there's a chance you guys could repair it or look at it differently, providing for the daughter with her new baby and all this. Mm-hmm. But I should probably take the next call, but I hope that can help you feel a little bit more ground.
A little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Try to contact her next Friday, just saying I'm thinking of you here, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. All right, we appreciate you. And again, you can reach Maria, New York City, loveguide.com. That's NYCloveguide.com. The link is right here on the show page as well. And just want to point out again, please consider donating to our homeless foundation mission. I've been talking about that pretty much all night, and the help that we've done over the weekend and your continuing donations is what makes this possible, helping those less fortunate than us. I mean, we can all look around, most of us, and we got walls around us, four walls. I met a guy named Burles that only he's got his two shopping carts. That's it. He lives on the streets and has for the last 20 years and most of his whole life. And, you know, it's becoming on us, I believe, to help those less fortunate. Many of them are angels. Many is a test for us. The Bible speaks about it over and over. And I hope folks will go to the link. The link is on the show page right up top, the GoFundMe link. Please donate and give, and let's help more people. We can do so much more if we're truly have that love that is what is essential to being spiritual. So let's go to our next call here for Maria. Let's bring in our good friend from Georgia, Melvin, to the show. Welcome back, Melvin. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. How are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Good, good.
Hi, Melvin. I think we spoke about a month ago.
Yes, ma'am. Probably, yes, ma'am. I believe
I think we did, because you were going through all sorts of court cases or some sort of job. You broke your back or your foot. I can't remember what it was.
I injured my lower back and my left knee and my left elbow, and I'm going through a deposition coming up this month.
Any word? Because I remember I had said, that it was going to be positive, and you had to make sure all your ducks were in a row. Any word on anything?
No, ma'am. They had to reschedule a deposition. They canceled out on the first one, and now I got to go back, the 28th of this month.
That's what it was. There was two segments to it, so that makes sense that they canceled it. Okay, so you have to go back on the 28th. Well, what is your question? What would you like to...
My question is, I'm having some, still having those issues with employees on my job, but, they're real negative towards me, and they have cut my hours, they're adding back, and then they're cutting, and I talked to the main manager the other day, and he said he'll put them back on. I checked last night, and they're not on there, and now he's on vacation. And I think they're just giving me the runaround, but there's a lot of people really think that I'm faking an injury or something, and it's kind of bothered me. It bothered me a lot because I'm sitting at the door at night. I'm a greeter all night long until in the mornings time. I'm going to schedule another doctor appointment because they should have had to do another MRI on my left knee. And I'm going to request to see, can I just get workman's comp and be able to stay home until this thing resolved, because it is really stressing me out with the management and the employees. So I just wanted to know what you see in that category for me.
Right, right. Well, I mean, once again, you're on track, and I feel like your body
I mean, at least you're sitting in the job, so that's not so bad. I'm just your physical health, but I do really feel that your knee, your, you know, these health problems that you're talking about are absolutely real. But I, what the problem is the people that you work with, they have health problems too. They all have, what has diabetes, one has this, one has that. They're a hot mess. So everyone you work with has all sorts of problems. And they're mad at you because you're taking action. You're trying to, you are trying to take care of yourself. You're trying to set up a situation where you can get time off. But they're not, they aren't seeing that. They do think you're trying to take advantage of a situation or a system. So they're, I don't know why, you know, why they just don't try to do that for themselves. I don't know if they're feeling resentful about their job, why they aren't taking action to see what they can do to make their job better instead of putting you down, you know, see you as the villain. Also, I think you come from a childhood, you come from a background of blame, people blaming you for everything. This is what I'm psychically getting. I mean, yeah, like, but you're like a really sweet person and deep inside, but you do seem to have like situations where that lots of, I'm not going to say bad luck, but just crap happens because now you're finally starting to fight back. And this is what you need to do. You need to go and try to get workers' comp. You need to like speak out about your problems. You need to, you know, do this. But at the same time, were you blamed a lot as a child? Did everybody say you were the bad one, or it was all your fault?
Oh, yeah. I was told some kind of horrible stuff when I was a child, and it really kind of crippled me a little bit. But I didn't give mm-hmm. it, you know, power over that. I've grown out of it, but it still hurts me even sometimes hear what was told to me as
at
a
work.
Child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so now I try to stay motivated, stay positive, and stay prayed up, and try to just focus on me getting me better and try to just delete that mindset. But it's just hard. It's hard. So.
And I feel like, okay, I mean, you're calling for more of a psychic thing, but what I feel like right now is more healing that I can give or offer in this reading. And that is, so I'm going to ask you two questions. One, what was the bad thing that you were told growing up? What was the same line over and over again from family or whatever? What was the line they gave you?
My sisters and brothers used to tease me about that. You know, I was dropped at the doorstep. I'm not really their brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that grew in me. And today, right now, today, if I need help from my sisters or brothers, it's not available.
Yeah.
My mother and father has deceased, and my mother was very, very religious and very praying woman, but my father was an alcoholic, and he said things to me like I'm no good and never will add up to anything and life and stuff like that, and that attacked my mind as well. So those two things I had to fight through, and I proved to my father before he passed that I am somebody, you know, and I joined the Marine Corps and I graduated from high school, joined the Marines, and even went to college, but I didn't finish. I got to go back and pick up about 9 more classes. But those things bothers me because with what my father used to tell me, and then what my sisters and brothers used to tell me, but they say that they was just joking around. But I just seen a session. I just seen a preacher preach on TBN ministry about words hurt, I get he was talking to me like words do hurt, you know, the power of the tongue, you know, and all that. But it resonated with me a lot.
Yeah, and it's funny because I also could feel your dad. But yeah, so you have this issue, this thing of feeling unwanted, you know, and or like a burden or a you know. But you have come a long way. But there's something where you still repeat. So it's almost like I want to say to your father, his ghost, get it together. Help your son. I'm sick of this S-H-I-T. Get it together. Help your son. I'm sick of this S-H-I-T. One more time. Get it together. Help your son. I'm sick of this S-H-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I just want to say that it's that I hope that that helps shift some things. But, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, these remember the people at your work are very sick with physical illnesses, and they're just upset that they're not taking action like you are. So you could say to them, "You, why don't you try to get some help? You deserve it. I'm just trying to take care of my knee." You know, you become their guru, because you're ready to start teaching people. You're ready to start healing people with your own experiences. You're shifting. Don't worry, the court case is going to work out good. Things are coming along. You do have more security coming your way. But I think it's just cleansing this negative shit around you. There, I said to say, I swear.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
You know, take a good shower. When you're in the shower, think about cleansing yourself and getting rid of the darkness, any guilt you have. You just need to cleanse the negativities running through you because you got this stuff latched onto you, and you're not that person.
Right. And then, I mean, I definitely got a great deal of support from Michael. He's my angel, man. I mean, he really helps me out when I struggle financially. I heard that money thing was so cool.
He's there with that, and you know, now you know it's more. It's good stuff is coming your way. It is.
Yeah, it's like I filed my taxes, and this is the last thing I ask you. I know other callers online. I filed my taxes, but they took it because of my student loans. But I had to send off a bunch of paperwork with hardship, with financial difficulties and rent, utilities, and all that. So I had to send out to the people that took my income taxes, and I just wanted to know when would I receive it, my federal taxes.
Oh, to receive your federal back in the mail?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It could be like 4 weeks. Yeah, it might be about 4 weeks. Yeah.
But I will receive it, though, right?
You have to if you filed.
But I had to send in some documents saying that I'm going through some financial difficulties.
You're afraid that you won't get your federal taxes because your student loans could be in default?
Well, they are in default, but I'm with this program that's helping me get out of default, which I'll be out next year. When I file next year, I'll be able to go back to school, hopefully. Yeah.
You're just doing everything you can. I think that it is going to work out. You just have to deal with all this rigmarole, and I'm telling you, no one's going to come after you and bang down your door and try and take money from you. That's not going to happen to you. If anything, you're going to start receiving money everywhere you go. I know it looks like you're losing money, but your energy is about receiving money. That's what's happening in your future. So that's what I see. You know, it's like $400 here, and, you know, maybe $800 there, maybe $50 there. It's like a weird trickle in. It's not big money, but you're going to be receiving small bits of money over time to help reestablish. And then you're going to receive you know, better services to get these things done, like school or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I give it 4 weeks for the tax thing to come back, the federal.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Melvin. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night. Thank you, Michael.
You too.
All right.
You're very welcome,
you.
Melvin. Much love to you, my brother.
I want to
take care. Okay.
Oh,
take care, Melvin.
Thanks,
all right.
Melvin.
Love y'all. All right. Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
All right. We love you. All right. You want to do an exorcism, you said?
Yeah, well, that's what I felt like I did when I screamed that thing three times about his dad. You know, because it's like this cloud of crap around the poor guy, and it's not his crap, you know, and it's like there needs to be this exorcism of sorts or something. But it's working.
Right.
Slowly but surely, you know, so.
Right. All right. So if anybody wants to, if you'd like to get a private reading with Maria, again, go to her website. Its link is here on the show page, nycloveguide.com. So the initials for New York City, loveguide.com. Anything you want to add to that, Maria?
Nope. Just nycloveguide.com. And you can contact me through that website. There's a little thingy. Very easy.
Okay, and the link is here on the show page, folks. Let's go next to Philip is here on the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Philip.
I have a pretty simple thing. It's straightforward. I have this, I kind of rotate these little notebooks I carry until they start to wear out or come outdated, and it has all my current information and you know, operating things that I need, you know, information to make my life work. And it went missing.
Oh, geez.
And it had a whole lot of important information in it. And I've been looking around. I just to be double, triple sure, I cleaned out my car totally today. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked in my room and I've looked under my bed. I've looked through all my clothes and my drawers, I don't see it. It's about 4.5 inches by 3.25 inches. It's got green and white speckled cover, and I write the important information in it, and I just don't know where it is, how it went missing so quickly.
And it's and you've done all the backtracking. Have you lost it for like 2 days?
Oh, it's been over a week. I went to two libraries and looked around the house. I inquired here and there, made some calls. It has not turned up. It's got my name and contact information all over it. It's not like it's just
Yeah. I feel like honestly it's buried like under a rug or something in your house. But do you have some sort of way that it could have gotten kicked around in a weird part of the fabric-y area under rugs or anything like that?
I'll look again. I don't know. I will look again. It's quite strange how it went missing. And I don't know. I will look under things, but do you think it's in my house? Is it in my house?
I feel like it could be, but the main thing about this is there's a reason, you know, that this was lost, and I want to ask you how the heck you're feeling. Are you feeling like completely unstable?
Oh, wow. there's stuff going on in my life, and there's a sibling who's, you could say, at least acting out, and he's always been mean. He's got a whole lot worse, and he ran over my dog on purpose back in December. I took him to court once, and then on the 6th of March, I finally won against him for the emergency vet. He sent me a check for $30, and he owes me another $630, or $607, something like that. I called him and thanked him for the $30 and said, we need to work this out, and I needed $100 a week for 6 weeks, I consider the matter closed. And the next morning it went out and my tire had been lanced. So I know the pattern. I know what, you know.
Do you think there's any chance he got a hold of your date book?
I hope he didn't, but I don't think. I mean, I'm trying to remember. I believe I was inside my house around 9 o'clock, and I phoned to him for a number I had in that little notebook, and I then the next morning, you know, it was on Monday morning, my time mm-hmm. was lasted. I didn't think about the book for a couple of
right.
days.
Right, yeah,
I couldn't
yeah.
find it. I don't,
right.
I mean, the jet that he took it, I mean, I don't know.
No, I feel like it's just shuffled under something strange in your house. I feel like it's under like a, I don't know if you have, oh, you had a dog, but you know those beds that dogs lay on?
Yeah.
So you have the bed dog,
fine.
The dog bed. Weird
yeah.
thing, like that fleece fabric or some sort of fabric like that. And I could be something else that you need to find. I don't know that it's the book, but maybe it's just going to be something. But my thing, what I'm getting more about this reading than the date book is that, my God, you know, this is a pretty scary situation you're in here, and I'm hoping that do you have like a medical condition?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like everybody has a medical condition. I was this past year diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but I'm on top of that. I'm taking.
So you're okay. Okay, you're okay. Right. Because my concern go on.
I have other things. I mean, I was looking at that guy previously. I was, wow, he was like, had a history of blame. And, yeah, that's a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I got a real weird family. And, I mean, I
yes,
found the first born, but I was
those
affected
very
by
scary
alcohol
people.
At birth. And this guy, my 2-year younger brother, has just always been a mean bitch, bully. And, you know, I don't know what he was in the past, but maybe a Nazi, I mean, something like that. But I took the mm-hmm. blood of the family, and I was the firstborn. And
mm-hmm.
I was affected by alcohol at birth, and I was mm-hmm. sexually violated at the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And their parenting skills weren't very good, but I was assigned as the whipping boy,
yep.
for the family.
Yes.
Yeah. And no surprise, at the age of 6, I decided, I'm not giving you people any children. And probably not
yeah.
for the lifetime yet to come. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
about
I feel
it.
Like you're
sad.
Single. Yeah, you're single, right? You don't live with a. I feel like you're heterosexual, but you don't have a woman. Do you have a woman in your life?
I have a lady friend, and
lady
she's
friend.
Dear, but I
yeah.
we cuddle. I don't want to do the sex thing anymore.
Yes.
And I don't know. I mean, there's a whole other
thing. Yeah, I know. Now
thing.
The reading's gone somewhere else. But that's what I feel like. I feel like you're like you've lost this organizer and this information because it's time to rewrite a story for yourself. Rewrite a better reality. Kind of rewrite. Tonight's funny. It's not really a psychic night for some reason. It's more of a healing night for everyone. But get a new journal. Get a new one right now.
I'm already doing that, but there's stuff.
Okay.
I mean, that's current
information.
Life.
Yep.
Top. Yes. Yes. Like going on Facebook, the codes I have, things like that. I don't have
well,
them.
You're going to, that's
book.
Just, you have to change the stupid passcodes. You're just going to have to do with the nuisance of
yeah.
changing the passcodes of things and just try to remember. And it's good to do that. That's what I mean by rewriting your life. A new passcode
yeah.
could change the energy of how you receive information. If you had a passcode that was like a negative connotation, like, now you can put in a passcode that's a positive, words and numbers or something that feels prosperous or secure. So
okay. It's
just rewriting. But either you're going to get that thing, man. I don't know about the date book. I'll tell you straight out. I feel like it's either shoved or there's some dog stuff. Or you're
going
to get it mailed back to you. Or you're going to get it mailed back to you.
All right, that would be acceptable. Yeah,
but by
okay.
then, by then you're going to have set up a new direction anyway. You had to lose all that shit for now, to
all
rewrite
right.
your new life. And,
How I ended up in a weird sense. I just said, the way I feel, I don't want to have children for many years, for many lifetimes yet to come. Because it's just all steeped in the,
yes.
Yes. And
yes. But honestly, here's the funniest thing. You would be a good father if you ever did. But it's not, that's not your destiny. And that's not, I understand. You chose the right thing to do to not
breed into a sick family, you know?
Right, not with this family. If I have another incarnation, I'm treated decently, okay, it's a different story. But this is just, it's a rough road. You know, it's a rough
road.
And I'm doing healing things to the earth. I'm doing projects that a metaphysical temple project. It's all about the heart. And this bad brother is doing everything he can to stop it. How about that? Isn't that what you like from family?
I know. It's like a movie here. You know, you've got this bad, you know, hurt people hurt people. Your brother is in a lot of pain, man. And he's got a dark, you know, and I'm just sending him healing prayers or something, you know, but also for you to be protected.
I have surrounded my life, my house with the energy of the green Kara, including chants to repel demons. No kidding. His energy is demonic. And he has to have his uncanny skill for just getting away with really, really terrible and illegal and bad stuff. And I'm just wondering, you know, when are you going to catch up with his karma and just go out of my life and leave us all alone? Because
and you want to know, here's what you got to do to help that happen. You've got to embrace more of the darkness that's in you still. And it's scary. But and I'm not saying you're a bad person, but there's dark places that need your compassion. And you're right about that. You're working on it, you know. And it's okay to have anger, too, and address that, because it's something that needs to be freed out in you. You know, you've been too nice, and you can be angry as well.
Be a really scary man.
If you let it go. Yeah. Right, if you really let it rip.
If I really let the animal out of the cage, it would be stacking them up like cordwood.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, let the ammo rip in healthier ways, like writing in your new journal or, you know, doing more sacred ritual around your house, you know, with deeper power and, you know, all that stuff. So, but he'll go away eventually. I mean, he probably, it might be a few years, but I'm praying that he goes away or he gets imprisoned, you know, something.
Oh, I agree. He gets to the point where he needs to be locked up, because he just gets more and more crazy and more violent and more weird and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's just
horrible upbringing.
Okay, I've got to get to another call here, Philip.
Gotta go. Another time.
Thank you. All right.
God bless you. Thank you for the guidance.
All right. Take care, Philip. All right. So sorry, but we got a lot of people on the phones here today.
I know.
And you do so great, Maria. No, you do great. You're so involved. You get, you know, so involved with people. So you're awesome. And Maria's here each Sunday, everybody. So write it down. Tell your friends. And again, you can reach her for private sessions at nyclovegui.com, New York City. That's nyclovegui.com. Link is right here on the show page. Let's go to New York and go with Tavana, I believe. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, my question is... I'm basically home. I'm at my mom's house right now, but we don't get along, so I can't stay here. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. I want to move to Atlanta with a relative, but I know I have to stay in New York for a few months in order for that to happen. And I'm like, I don't know. Could you, like, pick up anything? Should I stay with a family?
I got the weirdest question for you. Were you this past summer without a pair of shoes in Harlem?
I didn't.
On the street?
Repeat that?
Were you at a place in Harlem and you had no shoes? You were kicked out of a roommate's house. I'm just thinking of you or this girl that you just remind me of her that I met. No, it wasn't you.
No.
If it were, it would have rung a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have rung a bell.
But I had a similar, I had shoes on,
out.
But... A situation in Harlem a few years ago. That's why. That was weird. But no, I don't think with that.
So your question is what? Like, how are you going to cope being stuck with your mom until you get this situation down in Atlanta?
No, where am I going to go? I can't stay here.
Okay, you can't.
Do I go to a family shelter or do I stay with another relative or friend?
I would suggest, you know, I mean, I hear that you're talking about a shelter, a homeless shelter.
Family, yeah.
I don't know about the family, but I know that some of them are. That's why a lot of people stay on the streets. You know, it seems like it's worse sometimes than there and more dangerous. But I would definitely reach out to family members. What the heck is mom's problem? Why won't she let you stay with her? The money stuff? She feel like you're.
Yeah,
is she feeling? Yeah.
Well, in December, right before Christmas, we had an altercation, and I called the cops. And I haven't been here in 3 months, but due to a situation with my brother, he's in jail. I've been here the last week.
Mm-hmm.
But she made it very clear that me staying here. And I have a one-year-old.
Do you have any, I mean, do you have government, like, assistance and stuff like that to help you out? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's at least somewhat helpful.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, since you have the baby, in a way, you might be, it might be valuable to apply for the shelter, because they probably have better situations if you have a baby. I don't know 100%. So, you know, I would try to do that. I would reach out to relatives. And who are these people in Atlanta? Are they willing to just take you in as soon as possible?
Yeah, but I have, like, nothing. Like, no,
you can't even get there. You don't have $70 for the Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was back 10 years ago. I don't know. I don't know how much a Greyhound bus is.
It's probably more than that now. But even if it was that, I don't even have that.
Right. Even if it was that, geez, we've got to get you on the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, you're such a beautiful person. Wow, really a beautiful person. Your question is just.
Thank you.
I would say reach out more, and let them know that you are, huh?
So, can you pick up anybody specifically? Like, I don't.
Well, I'd say a couple cousins if you have them, a couple of your cousins. But I also would. I would just work at getting this money in any way. It'd be better to somehow try to loan the money and get down to Atlanta and just start there, and then say, you know, a 5-year loan, you know, so they don't get mad. Say, listen, I could pay you back in 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, really be honest. Don't say, oh, I'll help you. I'll get back to you when you can't, you know. And your mother won't even loan you like 100 whatever bucks to get down there.
You know, she's trying to get a lawyer for my brother who's incarcerated, so
I'm not
sure she won't.
Yeah, she's just, it's interesting because you really you're on a healing path, but yet you're really stuck. You are stuck, but there are angels watching out for you, and they are going to guide you, and your baby is an angel as well. So, and I don't know about the father where he went, but is there any way he would help? Yeah, he can't get
any
help.
And he wants
help
for me when I need, you know, that's a whole nother.
No, don't give him any help. Don't give him anything.
No, I don't at all.
Don't give him anything. He needs to grow. He needs to grow up. And, you know, you've got to just take care of your baby and move on. Get away from this dysfunction.
Yeah,
you
that's,
gotta
that's
get,
the whole
get
Atlanta.
Away from this.
And
yeah.
No one's supporting my Atlanta move, like no one. But I'm just like still like I'm going.
Mm-hmm. You will go. You're gonna get to Atlanta, Georgia within 6 months. I also don't know where you're gonna land in the meantime. But I'd say by the summer you're gonna get your butt there, and somehow the money is gonna come through.
Could it be with my tax? I didn't file yet, but could it be with my tax return? Someone's supposed to try to help me get to self-employment.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to get a hold of them because I have no phone, so I got to use my mom's house phone.
Yes.
So
you're
going
to have to use your mom's phone, and she's being a pain in the butt.
Yeah,
you got to say, Mom, I am trying my darndest to be responsible here, and I need to use your phone. and I need to stay here a couple more weeks to try to get this together, please. I mean, you know, you got to help her out. I don't know, wash her dishes. I don't know, whatever she needs, do something.
But it's like no matter what I do, it's, I mean,
yeah,
I could deal
yeah.
with it, but it's like no matter what I do, it's always going to be, she's going to find and search for something else.
Right, because she's, that's the old abuse. Yeah, and that's what put you in this position to begin with.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what put you in this. That's what, you know, hurt your self-esteem and this. But I'm telling you, the next 2 years of your life, you're going to be moving out of this negativity. You're going to start attracting healthier people in your life. This is over. This nonsense with these dark.
That's what I tell
upset.
Myself every day. I'm like, it's over.
It's
gotta
over.
Go down
yep.
this one more road, and it's over. Like it's gonna be okay. Like I
yeah.
tell
Speaking
myself that
over.
Every day.
Oh, we gotta make
okay.
Over.
The show is over.
Thanks.
And we ran out of time. It's actually
oh my God,
over.
Oh my God, we gotta go.
We're over
yes.
a minute. So,
thanks.
All right. Thanks
so
for
much.
The call.
Okay.
All
good
right.
luck, hon. Okay.
All right. Take care. All right, we are flat out of time. It is actually over the time, but I just enjoy your connections are so wonderful. So I just hate to end
Thanks.
It, but we are at the end, Maria. So, all right, well, great show. We'll see you next Sunday, Maria. Thanks
okay,
again.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Bye. Thanks,
okay,
everyone.
Bye-bye. Again, Maria is nyclovedguy.com. Check out the website. Set up a private reading. We'll see everybody tomorrow. We'll be starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time, okay? 5 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll have shows in the evening as well. So many blessings. Take care, everybody. Thanks for all your help, Bonnie. And good night, everybody.